USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The head of BioNTech, which makes one of the most common COVID-19 vaccines in the world, said that new vaccines might be necessary by 2022 to combat the next generation of COVID-19 variants. Without mentioning data suggesting that natural immunity may offer better and longer-lasting protection, the executive said that the next vaccine will have to be tailored to forthcoming changes to the coronavirus. President Joe Biden told a reporter that he wouldn't answer a foreign policy question because it would confuse the American people. Biden was asked a question about Ethiopia.
What is more important, that position that Senator Schumer has or raising the debt ceiling? Then I also have a question for you on Ethiopia.
I'm going to answer when. I'm not going to answer Ethiopia. Let's stick on the debt so we don't confuse the American people.
Biden delivered remarks on the need to raise the debt ceiling on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot on Friday promised unspecified consequences for city workers who don't meet an October 15th deadline to get vaccinated against COVID-19, even as the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police told its members unvaccinated cops will only be subjected to coronavirus testing starting mid-month, not loss of pay or firing.
Number one cause of death in 2020 of law enforcement was COVID-19, nothing else. It's foolish to be trying to take a victory lap when so much is at stake. But unfortunately, that's in keeping with the leadership of this Fraternal Order of Police. They will be vaccinated.
A new report sheds light on how world leaders, powerful politicians, billionaires, and others have used offshore accounts to shield assets collectively worth trillions of dollars over the past quarter century. The investigation, dubbed the Pandora Papers, was published late Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A nurse at a Philadelphia hospital fatally shot his co-worker early Monday morning, fled the scene, and was shot in a gunfight with police that wounded two officers, authorities said. The 55-year-old nurse was wearing scrubs when he shot his co-worker on the ninth floor of Thomas Jefferson University Hospital just after midnight, Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw said at a news conference. The co-worker, a 43-year-old man who was a certified nursing assistant, was later pronounced dead. The Afghan ambassador to the U.S. is losing hope for the women of Afghanistan.
Afghanistan's ambassador to the United States, Adela Raz, has lost her country and her faith in the United States government. Her life's work of liberating women and girls has evaporated. She shared her despair with Axios.
Look, when he first came to office, we were all super excited that he won't withdraw or he will change the deal. And I even reached out to some of my principals and I said, we should not really buy into this la-la land. We should really be serious. I think everybody hoped that he would put a stronger condition, which he didn't.
The ambassador, as well as many around the world, have lost faith in America's leadership role as democracy's beacon of light.
I don't think so. He said the U.S. could not be the police of the world to protect women in any other country. What type of tools are left right now to pressure Taliban that they respect the human rights?
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.